Yeah, and Daf Kuf Lamed Hey Amet Aleph, starting the Gemara. We hear in the Mishnah, Reishis Hageis is Noyeg Bechulin Avoloi B'Megdosh. There's no mitzvah of Reishis Hageis B'Megdosh. Fregt the Gemara, B'Megdoshim My Time Aloi. Why isn't the mitzvah noyeg b'magdoshim? Omakro, it says, tzoin cho, v'loi tzoin hegdish. I have a miut that the mitzvah of nesines reishis geis, tzoin cho, the tzoin has to belong to the yid, not the hegdish. So the Gemara asks, time at the cost of Rachmona Tzaincha. So you have a Beferish Miut that the mitzvah is only by Tzaincha Olav Hochi, but if it wouldn't be for this Miut, Abba Mina Kochim Chayovim Bereshus Hageis. So I would think Kochim Achayev Bereshus Hageis. Like the Gemara Olav B'nei Gizaninu. They're not b'nei gize. You're not allowed to be geizes them. Dechsiv b'leisa geiz b'cheir tzaynecha. The Gemara understood Megdoshim is speaking about Kochim Mizbeach. And Kochim Mizbeach there's a love of leisa geiz. So the Gemara asks, so why do you need a miut to tell me that there's a ptur of reishis hageiz? A numiyat of tzayin chavloi tzayin hegdish, typically one is not permitted to be geizes. So here the achainim ask a kashe, the chsam sefer asks the kashe, fine, you're not allowed to. But what will be if a person was geizes, he was geizes tzayin koch, he was over the lab of loy sogeiz. So there would, there should be a chiyuv of reishis hageis. It was ovar v'gozas. So memele, so that's why I need a miut of tzaincha. The Chsam Sefer says two terutzim. One terutz he says, the I lehetere loy kosav kro, which means as follows. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Yevamos. Gemara in Masechtas Yevamos is a suffix in the Issa Mitzri. If there's an Issa and a Mitzris also, is the Issa Lovi Bekol only on a Mitzri and a Zocha, or who Adin on a Mitzris? So the Gemara says, a Cheshben, if we will say that there's no Issa and a Mitzris, and if we will say, Kahal Geirim Ikri Kol, so how could you have a Mitzri Shlishi? That means, how did the Torah says a Mitzri Shlishi, Der Shlishi Yovoi Bekal Hashem, who is this Mitzri Rishin going to marry? A Mitzri is Mutter Lovoi Bekal, so she's Kahal Geirim, a Mitzri Rishayna, she was Megaya herself, so she's called Geirim Kalikakol, so Mitzri is not allowed to marry her. A Mitzri is also Lovi Bekol. So how do you ever get a Mitzri Shlishi? That's the Gemara Zakash. So the Gemara says, the Mitzri married someone Be'isa, and Lamaisa, so now, and then so there was a Mitzri Sheni, and then the Mitzri Sheni also married Bisa. And now you have a Mitzri Shlishi. What's the kasha? So the Gemara says, the I lehetere leikosav kro. He says, the Torah would write a heter. The heter can only come about through averis. The Torah doesn't write such things. The Torah would write, let's say, a mamzer is also lovi b'kal Hashem. How do you get a mamzer through an avera? Good, that's right. The I li'isura kosav kro. That means the Torah could write that if Lamai said there was a iser of bias chayve krisis, so that the Torah will write that a mamzer, that the child is a mamzer, no salome bekal Hashem. But the ila Torah, the Torah should write a heter, and the whole heter can only come about through isurim. The Torah doesn't write that. Zuktach sam sefer, you're telling me, it says, tzoin cha v'loi tzoin hekdish. The Torah is telling me, you know, you put it in Gebreishas Hageis. Why do I have to know this Yediyah? I have to know this Yediyah. Well, if a person was over an Issa, I'm telling you, but you don't have to give Reishas Hageis. So that's called Adi Le'etere. The Torah only wrote it. That means if Eden will be Elach Eden, so the whole Heter is not Negeya, because no one's going to be Geises, Tzayin Shal Magdoshim, it says Le'esogus. No, the Torah wanted to write a heter, but if a person does an aveira, he should know he doesn't have to give reishis against. So he says, so first, if some sefer wants to say, this concept, the e, la teire, leikosavkro. The Torah doesn't write such heterim, such kulis for ivrei aveira. The Torah only wrote a kula for ivrei aveira. Then the Chassam Sofer wants to say it could be it's a mitzvah bo b'aveira, which is, that means that the whole, I need a mitzvah to tell me that yapata from mitzvahs reishis hageis, but without the posik, without the mitzvah of tzoyincha, I would think yachayven reishis hageis. So it comes out a maisa aveira was misaviv achiyev mitzvah. This is a very interesting Sam Sefer. So the Sam Sefer says that's also called a mitzvah habo b'aveira. That means a chiyuv mitzvah that was nistaviv through an aveira can be mistaviv a chiyuv mitzvah. Chsanish says a very interesting loshen or something similar to this. Ve'ein zeh mikavones ha-toyre L'chayvoy b'mitzvahs achay she'ikir mitziyusa bo'ilam b'aveira. The Torah should make a mitzvah from something that the whole thing came about through an aveira. The Torah doesn't make such mitzvahs. So I don't need a mute. The Zakashe from the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch asks Akashi, what's the whole problem? The Gemara is Akashi, you're not allowed to be Geizes. So it's talking about the Goy was Geizes. What's the problem? It's a good Kashi. So there's no Aveira. They bring down, others want to say that the Gemara does not, but since it's not oimet to be geizes, so that's not called geiz. Geiz tzaynecha means the gziza which normally occurs. There's a mitzvah, reishis geiz tzaynecha. If this is a gziza which is not normally occur, because it's a giza of touching, which you're not allowed to be geizes. Yeah, there could be hechetimtzes, you could be geizes with a goy, but this is a not normal giza process. So others want to say that that's pshat in the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara means that the Gemara didn't ask its osa logos. The Gemara says, halav b'nei giza ninu. The Gemara means to say this is not this is not a hechetimse, that's oimed li goze, so that's not called gize. So we have a few mahalchim, pshat in the Gemara's kash. So we have a problem now. So why do you need a mute of tzoyin chavaloi tzoyin shal hegdish? Lav b'nei gize nino. So Mamela, without the mute, I would also know that there's no mitzvah of reishis hageis. So the Gemara says, "I bekotchem mizbeach ochinam." You're right. By kotchem mizbeach, that there's a love of life sages, but b'chayil tzaynecha. Without the miut, I would also come to the conclusion that there is no mitzvah of reishis hageis. That what it says in the Mishnah, that there's a p'tur of mukdoshim, and we said the makir of the p'tur is tzaincha v'lai tzain shal hegdish. That's speaking about kotshe bedek habayis, and there's no lav of leisogoy, so there's no problem whatsoever. So I would think that there would be a mitzvah of reishis hageis. That's why it says in the posik, tzaincha v'lai tzain hegdish is a miut, tzain hegdish is a p'tur of reishis hageis. Frekte Gemore, what are you telling me that there's no Issa of Gizeh by Kotshe Bedek Habayis? Ba'omar Rabbi Lozer, Kotshe Bedek Habayis Asurim B'Gizeh V'Avoideh. Rabbi Lozer said there is an Issa of Gizeh by Kotshe Bedek Habayis. So we're back to the Kasha. Halav Ne'Gizeh Nino. And for the Gemore, Midarabono. No, don't mish. Rabbi Lozer to the Posik of Leisogis. The Posik of Leisogis is speaking about Kochim Mizbeach. And that there's a lav min ha-teire to be geizes akol. And that I don't need a Posik to tell me your potter from Reishis ha-geiz, the lav min ha-gizanino. That what I need a Posik, Tzoyncha v'loy Tzoyncha Magdoshim, is speaking about Kochim Bedek Habayis. Salke daito hamine. Since mina teire b'nei gizaninu, so heiche de gozes leisev leis. I would think mina teire de b'nei gizi, you'll have to be gozes koche bedek habayis. I would think that there's a chiyuv of matnas reishis hageis. So that's why we need a posik. No, tzoin chav leis, tzoin shalag. Frechte Gemore, Kodesh lo. So the Gemore says, I don't understand, you still don't need a posik. There's another problem. When a person is Geizes, Kodshe Bedek Habayis, so the Gize is it was Magdish HaBehemet. The Gemore, the Baal held now is Magdish the Behemet with the Gize, so everything is also Bano. So if you'll cut off the Geiz, it's not Shaykh Matnas Kuna and the Geis. It's also Bano. What kind of a Maton is there? We learn Titin Loi, Kedei Sheyei Boi, Kedei Maton. It has to be a Maton. You can't give a Maton of Geis of Hegdish to a Koin. It's also Bano. What kind of a Maton it is? Well, Kodesh Lo. Zuktigim Ore. No, that's not a problem. Without the meat of Tzaincha, I would think that he should be Poirik, he should be Poidit. I would think that by Kochi Bedek Habayis is a mitzvah reishis hageis. You have a problem, but you're not giving anything to the Kohen. That's no problem. You'll be Poidit, and you'll give it to the Kohen. That's no problem. So I would think there's a mitzvah of so now we went over all the hurdles. That means the lav of leisogeis, there's no lav of leisogeis by kotshe bedek habayis. Als the din titen loy, you have to give him something. Yeah, yimbachu, you have to give him. How do you give him? You paid it. You'll be paid it, and you'll give it to him. So memele, so I would think, That the paket is a chiyuv lifrek v'leisev leis. That's what I would think. So memela, that's a need a mit of tzaincha. But there's another problem. Since the etzem tzain is not tzaincha, tzain shel hegdish, there's no mitzvah of reishis hageis. Let us see Rashi. Bekotche bedek habayis to mutarim begiza. That there's no Issa Gize, so there's a mit of the Chiyuv of Reishis Hageis, or the mit of Tzaincha. So the Gemara says, I Rabbi Lozer says it's also Begize, but says Midarabono, Tirutzu, that's a Teretz. So therefore, I would think, heichad the over ad rabbonon v'gozas, amina l'chayiv, that he should be chayiv to give it to the koyim. Loch yosi kro tzaimcha. Frek te gemore bo kotshilo, v'heichad teisek adaitin de nechayiv, l'meisiv lei, midi, the hegdish. But he's mochiv to give him something that's hegdish. He's not giving him anything. Velomali lemutino, Surma says, no, I'd have a havamina, lifreg velaysiblai, I would have a havamina that there should be a chiyuv to be paided and to give it them. Let us see Taisvis for 1 minute, the top Taisvis. Lifreg velaysiblai, tema, aman koi, that means without a meat of tzaincha. Let's take away the meat. Without a meat of tzaincha, so I would have a havamina that if one was goizes, koche bedek habayis, there's a chiyuv to be poide the gaze and give it to the koyin. That's why I need a meat of tzaincha. Tema aman koy. Who would I have a havamina that he's mechuyev to be poide the gize and give it to the koyin? I aman the over the gozas. If we're speaking about the one who was goises, that means you have now a tzoin of koche bedekabayis, and now someone was goises it. You don't want to be goises it. Okay, he was goises it. So memela, I would think that now there's a chiyuv on him to be paid the gize and give it to the koyin. Oto knosuhu de konis leimishim de ovar begozov livdoisai. I mean, what kind of chivit? So he was Ivan Isadrabonon. He was Goizes 5 rechelim. So memele, so because of that, I'd have a havamine. He's mechuyev to be paided. And that's why I need a meat of tzaincha. I mean, what chiyuv? What, we need a d'raisa de kechiyuv over here. That a d'raisa de kechiyuv is mechuyiv to be paid. K'mashmalon tzaincha. Why is he mechuyiv? He was even nisa d'rabonon. He was geizes kotshe bedek habayis. So memela. So without the meat, I think he's mechuyiv. He's mechuyiv to be paid the gize. And give it to the koyin. What, how does he become mechuyev? A goizis is never mechuyev. Some say a goizis, a fremde mensch, was goizis, something shall hagdish. Ubailim sheikdishu nami, amai mechayvi, and the bailim who were magdishet, why should they be mechuyev? I mean, what's, it's not theirs. I mean, why, like this, the din of reishis hageiz is that if I have tzoin, so I'm mechuyev to give reishis hageiz of my tzoin. I was magdishit already, so mehechi teisi, I should become mechuyev. It was once mine. Mi yakoyin, maybe the Gemara means that the koyin should get it, and the koyin should be paid it. Is lifreg v'leisev? They have l'mema lifreg v'leisev. So it's not lifreg v'leisev. It should have been a different lashon. That means that it should belong to the koyin. It should belong to the koyin, and he should be, and what will happen, it will be paid it. But not lifrig velasiv, not to give. That means if the Gemara means that the koyin has a schus in the gaze, the koyin without the miyat of tzaincha, the koyin has schusim in the gaze. By what schus does he have? He'll get nothing from the gaze. The gaze is also, but no, he can be pyrikit. So the Lashon is Shver. Nehei dahai loitikshi mama viach shepoide chaykeresk another kasha. I mean, they says the kasha is on the Lashon. I'm asking a Lashon, he says, it's not lifrig v'leisiv. It should be lifrig v'litel. Nehei dahai loitikshi mama viach shepoide. That is not a kasha. What is he mavir? He's poide. The mavir shapoide b'shava pruta filo shava mona the mechulo could be, he will be mavir, he could be mechalo hegdish shava mona shechila shava pruta is mechulo, but that's zicha napshat in the Lashon HaGemara that lifrig v'leisev should be lifrig v'litel, not lilito v'lifrig. So Tosfos remains with attainment. I'd like to say two ha'oris on this Tosfos. L'chaire, this Tosfos is not like a Tosfos in Tmure Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis. Tosfos in Tmure Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis says a yesod, that this halach, this amemra of Shmuel, hegdish shove mone, shechilol or shove prute, is mechulo, so Tosfos says dafke by the bailam. But by someone else, there's no such thing. By someone else, he has to give the full amount. That's what Tosfos says. So Agavuche, we see from this Tosfos says, klo, not like this, Tosfos says, the koyen could be pyrik shabamon al shabaputa. So l'cher this Tosfos is not like Tosfos in Tmura. There's a beer of the Turei Evan that says, what is the difference between the bailam and someone else? I mean, it's a very interesting Tosfos. Someone else buys it, you have to give full price. The bailam, that's only a din chilul. From Tosfos it would seem that there's chilul in mekach. If you're magdir something, the bailam is mechalal it. The Bayon just takes off the Kedusha. See, two Kedusha can take off Shava Mona Shechila, Shava Pute is Mechulo. Someone else buys it from Hegdash. You buy it from Hegdash, you have to pay full price. So, L'chayre Kan Shoyel Aben, the Bayon is also buying it from Hegdash. He's Mechalal it. It's not his anymore. It's Hegdash's, and I want to buy it back from Hegdash. We look in the Lashonis and the Psukim by the Bailam, it says Podon, by someone else it says Venimkaf, and it would seem there's a difference between the Bailam and someone else. So the Turei Evan and an Ort says, the Kivin the Nish Olim al Hekdeshis, Hilkach a Bailam Hoyl Biodol Lishoil Hakati Loyotsu Mirshusoy Uchadid Udomi. A Moyadik Lashon of the Turei Evan. The Turei Evan says, it's not called that it's ois bailams, because he could be shoyl on the Hegdish. He made it Hegdish, and he could be shoyl on the Hegdish. So since it's biyodai lishol, so we never consider that it became ois his. It's still his. So memele, uchid loy akati lois hoylo biyodam lishol. Amoridik aloshin and Turei Evan. Hayla biyotam lishel akati la yotza mirshusoy uchedidu dami. It's like his. So by him there's a din chilul. So chilul is a shavamon, a shavaput is also a chilul. By someone else, there's a din mekachememka. There you have to give full price. As I state in Turayem. So perhaps, I don't know if kainam anachne, but l'chayre, our Tosfos does not differentiate between the bailam and someone else. Tosfos holds everyone can do it. But according to the Tosfos and Tmura Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, that says only the Bailam can be machalal ashava mona ashava putit. And there's a lumdis that it's chiddit hu dami, it's like it's still his. Perhaps, I mean, we have here a Gemara that Tosfos, we're learning a Gemara and Tosfos doesn't understand pshat in the Gemara. There'd be a hava, I mean, that since there's no Isa Ligzois by Kochi, but there's the Ahava Mina to, there's a Chiv of Livdois and Velasev to be paid and to give Takoyim. So Tais says, who's Machuyiv to do this? So Tais says, the Bailim? Am I Mechayvi? But could perhaps be, according to the Turi Yevon, since the Bailam could be still considered a Bailam, so it's considered my gaze was Nigzah, so there's a Chiv of Reishas and gaze that's still Mutal on me. So it could be that would be Pshat and the Gemara. Taisus doesn't say because Taisus is Chaylik with Taisus and Tamura. Right, the Gemara, Vaboy Amoda Varoche. So like this, we were pretty good already that did we have, I mean, there's a mitzvah of Nesinus Reishis Ageis. It's also no. So what kind of a Nesinus is? No, I would think that is that one is paide and gives to the Kohen, and that's why I need a miut of Tzaincha. Like the Gemara, Vaboy Hamoda Varoche. You can't be Poide Stamazoi. You have to be Mamed the Beheime, and you have to figure out, you need a certain amount of people, Kahanam, I think, that have to be there, to be Marech, to say how much the Beheime is worth. Now, so Hamoda Baroche, we'll see in Rashi and Tosfos that since he was magdashit when there was a Baal Chai, so every chalik of this Baal Chai that you want to be poide has a din of opinion of a Baal Chai, and you need Hamoda Baroche. Now, if it's speaking about he was goizes it, and now you want to make, now you want to be paid it, so it's not shaykh hamod varoche, because it's not any more chelik of the behema, and you need a pidyon ayidei hamod varoche since the hegdish was of a baal chai. So we have a new problem. We're back to the old kasha. It's worthless to the koyim. And you have to make pidyon, and you can't make pidyon because you need Hamoda Baruch. Hanicha lamando makotche bedekabayis lehoyu b'chlal Hamoda Baruch. If you hold the holding Hamoda Baruch was only said by kotche mizbeach. So very good. So we're speaking about kotche bedekabayis, and you don't need Hamoda Baruch. Hello, the man that there's a halacha of Hamoda Baruch by Kochi Bedekabayis. So since the Hegdish was on the Baal Chai, so the pidyon has to be of a pidyon of Hamoda Baruch on the Baal Chai. So if you were geizes it already, you can't make any more Hamoda Baruch. Let us see Rashi. Zekrashi Anicha Laman the Yoma bit before. Kol Hakodesh Bebalechayim, everything that became Hegdish Bebalechayim ton Hamoda Varoche. Heche the Agdish Behemaguf, that means if the Yesoi the Hegdish was of a Baal Chai, so then the pidyon has to be a pidyon of a Baal Chai, which can only come about through Hamoda Varoche. So how is it shayach that there should be a chiyuv of reishis hageiz? The itzrich krol emute and yiramit of tzaincha. V'ha'acher shegozas, after he was gozes the geiz, ein ayochel lamed agize. The gize is not a bar hamoda varoch anymore, neither a hamoda of a baal chai. Hanichen leman doma bitmure kotchi bedek abayis layoi bechlal. So bechlal, there's no need of a mota barocha by kotchi bedek abayis yitzlech haikro blei neymen nifreik v'neisev lei. So you shouldn't say, fakel, I have a minute, that I would think that you'll be paid it, you'll be paid to the gays, and you'll give it to the kohen, and there's no problem of a mother rocha, because by kochi melech abayis is not in a mother rocha. Och, you see, in salke daita chamina, ligzis v'leisev lei, kleima, yigzis lechatchile, v'leisev lei, the, no, this gate abayta. That's the Gemara further. Let us see Taisvis. Vaboy hamode varoche. Vim taima mashayach hamode varoche begize, davike magdish eitzim vavonim. Taisvis, what's the problem of hamode varoche? You only need hamode varoche if you want to be poide balchai. If you want to be poide gize, that's like eitzim vavonim. Eitzim vavonim, there's no din of hamode varoche. ויש לוימה כיוון שהויו מתחילה מחובר בבהמה, since it was בשעס תהקדש, was מחובר בבהמה שהיא בס עמוד ורוכה, צורך עמוד ורוכה, that means the pidyon is dependent on the oifen ההקדש. If you are magdish, a balchai, so you need a pidyon of a balchai. And the opinion of a Bachai is dafka to a mother barochas, even though now I cut off the wool, but it can't be poided the wool now, because since the wool became hegdish as a chelik of a balchai, so the opinion also has to be as a chelik of a balchai. Vim taima, factaisis, what's the problem? Vileimek shehemid veherich, v'acha kach over v'gozas upoda. What's the problem? I'll make a mode baroche. I'll take the behemoth, and I'll be mishayer. How much the behemoth is worth? $1,000. How much is the giza worth? $300. Fine. So everything back on me, kakil is $1,300. So memelas, I made a mode baroche. So now I know the value of the giza. Now I'm goizes the giza, and I'm paid it for $300. What's the problem? Shloimer the shas pdiye ba'inen hamode v'haroche. You need hamode v'haroche b'shas pdiye. That means that if you were goizes it, and now you make the pdiye, so it's not pdiye b'shas hamode v'haroche. The hamode v'haroche was b'shas was mechuba, and the pdiye was afterwards. After you were gozes it. Frekte marsho, amir dike kashe, frekte marsho, I also don't have a problem. You need pdiye bishas amod varoche. So, I'll take the behemoth. I'll find how much is it worth? $1,000 the behemoth, $300 the giza. Fine. Here's $300 for the giza. So I make a pdiye bishas amod varoche. Then he cuts it off, and then he gives it to the kohen. What's the problem, like the masha? Amir de kekashe. So the masha, amir de keteretz, that when you are make hamod varoch on the behemi, you can't be paid a chelik of the behemi. You have to be paid the whole behemi. There's no such thing to be marich a whole behemi to be paid an eiver. There's no such thing. You have to be paid the whole behemoth. Others ask on the Masha, the Levayah says, somebody the Kechidish, I can be Magdish a half a behemoth. Why can't I be paid a half a behemoth? The Masha says, the business is a Masha in Chulin, you cannot be paid a half of a behemoth. You marish the whole behemoth, you have to be paid the whole behemoth. You can't be marish half a behemoth, you can't be paid a half a behemoth. So Memela, so we have a problem. Omar, let's get back to the Gemara. Omar, Ramani, Bar Patish, Mishum Rabyanai, Hoche, Bemagdish, Behemtoi, Lebedek, Abayis, Chutz, Migizai, Seho. Oh, no problem. A person, when he was Magdish, the Behemet, he was Magdish, the Behemet, besides the Giza. The Giza is still his. The behemah belongs to Hegdish. So Memele, now I would think without this mit of Tzoincha, it's a mit of Tzoincha, that in order to be Bechayim and Reishis against the Tzoin has to belong to you. Fine. But without the mit of Tzoincha, so I would think it's a Poshet Adin. He was Geizes the wool. The wool belongs to him. The wool is Mutter Bahano. I would think there's a mitzvah of Reishis Ageis. Machosvekam. So there's a mit Tzoincha, but since the Tzoin doesn't belong to you, so now we solved all the problems. So I need the posik in the case that he was Magdish the Behemah Chutz Migizeser. Salkedai Tachamina Ligzeis Velesef Leif. So now everything is Shalom al Yisrael. So if that's pshat in the Yekimte, I started off with a problem, b'mikdoshim, why do you need a miyut, it's a la b'nei giza, and then we had to make an akimtet speaking about kotche, b'nei kabayis, and then we had other problems. Now you just had an ilu yishayinfal, that I need the miyut when he was a magdush to giza. So memele, so you said such a good akimtet. So now, why do we have to say it's speaking about Afke Kotche Bedek Abayis? Could be speaking about Kotche Mizbeach, but the Gizeh is his. He never was Magdish the Gizeh. So now he just had a beautiful Teretz. It's Kotche, it's speaking about Magdoshim means all Kotche. It's a very inclusive, Sa Kotche Mizbeach, Sa Kotche Bedek Abayis. He was Mishaya the Gizeh, so the Gizeh belongs to him. So Mele now he was Geises the Gizeh, and Mele I would think there's a mitzvah of Reishis Ageis, Kamash Malam, Tzincha. So Mo says, Kochshi. No. You're not allowed to be Geises a Kolben, because Mo says, Apsamayr de Kezach. You have to understand the Metzias Advarim, but the Mo says, when you're Geises, the gaze from the animal, the animal gets Shvach. You're Makrish the animal. And you're not allowed to be Makrish a Kolben. That's my Makrish a Kolben. So Memele, I can't be speaking about Kotche Mizbeach, even though it's Mishai Legize, but you're not allowed to be Geises it, because you're Makrish it. So the Gemara, oh, Kochshi, is a Bizoi. She just brought down a new factor now. But you just said facts of life, that when you're Geis is an animal, you're Makrish the animal, and you have no right to be Makrish an animal that belongs to Hegdish. So a Bizoi, Kotche bedek abayis namikot kochshi. So the Gemara says, you're right, it's a good kasha. Now the Omer chutz migize ukrishe. He said like this. He said, you have to understand, the animal, let's say, with the gize is worth $1,300. $1,000 for the animal, $300 for the gize. Rabbi say, I'm not going to be magdish the gize, number one. But I'm not going to be, but I have an intent, so therefore I have an intent to be Geises the animal. Now if I'm going to be Geises the animal, so Memele, it won't be worth $1,000. It gets Nikrash, it's worth $950. So I'm telling you, I'm being Magdish this animal, $950, the Shavius of that, I'm being Magdish. The other $50, which it will lose its value after the Giza, never was Magdish. This is still mine. The Giza is still mine. The Memele is Shalom Yisrael. So we'll fight it back with the Kasha. So Memele, there's no problem of Kochshi. I never was Magdish, the Shavius that it has now before the Krash. I'm only Magdish, the Shavius after the Krash. And forget that. That's why I need Tzoincha and Shalom al Yisrael. Frag the Gemara. Is Mizbeach Nami? So we're back with, he just said such an Eliya Shainfal. So we could say this by Kochi Mizbeach Oichet. The Oma Chutz Migize Ukrishe, it was Magdish, the Shavius of the behemoth after the Krisha, that's what is Magdish. So the Gemara says, you're right, he could do such a thing, but is a din by kachim is bech poshta kedusha bekula. He's magdish $950 worth of the behemoth, but if he's magdish so much, the rest also becomes kaddish automatically al talocha of poshta. How do I know there's such a concept of poshta? Rabbi Yossi said, "V'loy b'mekdoshim, oy maragla shozu, oy la kula, oy la." Rabbi Yossi says, if a person is magdish a regal of a behemoth, that the regal, I have a behemoth chulin, and I said the regal of this behemoth should be an oyla. So Rabbi Yossi holds this that in poshta kedusha bekula afilo an eiver sheina neshama tluya bo. That's Rabbi Yossi. Afilo rameya da'oma. Ein kula oyla, hani mili dagdish dover shen an neshama tluya boy. Avalik dish dover shen neshama tluya boy. Kitcha. So memele, so now, we learned this other thing from psukim, so al kaponim, so now, shalom al Yisrael. So now I know, pshat, a mishnah that we were mamayit mugdoshim from a posuk of tzoyncha, has to be talking about kochi beder kabayis. There's no concept of poshta by kochi beder kabayis. And it's speaking about it was magdishet chutz mi gizo iseo vikochsho. So mamela, so then and therefore I need a mit of tzaintra to be mamay. By kochi mizbeach, I cannot make a shiur, because there's a halacha of poshta kedusha bekula. Let us see Rashi. Sal kedaitach amina ligzes v'leisu v'leiklema yigzes l'chatchila. So I would think that you could be, there's no problem since he was in Magdish to Giza. So then he could be Geizes it. My duchin lo ukmi bekotche bere kabais, and for the kotche misbech nami. Mishani mikresh hagiza ni teles makreshes aboso vaoso legoise. So on the sanisa de reise. We're saying pshat, I don't need a posik to tell me that it's potter from reishes hageis, because you're not allowed to be goises, because it's makresh to behime. Frek the gemore. So the Gemara says, let us say that speaking about a shir, afilo hachi, ama chutz megizosom, afilo he said chutz megizosom, kotsha na megizosom, the aidi de kedushas haguf chamure, Poshto b'chol ha-mechubabo. So it's poshto b'chol ha-mechubabo. Apokdushes domim to go in kochi bede kabayis maide le-agdish, le-agdish. Now we have to be aware there's a machlikas ha-rishaynim on this gemara. Ashi said, amir dikechidish, Ashi says, the halacha of poshto applies afilu and the gizeh. The Giza, Rashi says, by a Kolbunel, I thought the Giza will also be poshta. The Taisvus HaRosh says, Leishayach HaGiza LeGuf HaBehemeh, this poshta, the Giza is a shayach to LeGuf HaBehemeh, given Shederech LeGoizes Otomit, it's all been poshta on the Giza, the Behem is a Kolbun, the Giza is a Lavush, it's Taisa Rosh says that what the Gemara says by that by a kolben, it's not shayach ashir, it means ashir of kash. That's in the guf ha-behemah. That means to say, I'm being magdish $950 worth of the behemah, but the shir of the kash, I'm not being magdish, that's already the guf ha-behemah. That is the din of poshta. But on the Giza, there's no din of poshta. That's what Taisa Rosh says. Rashi doesn't hold like that. Baloi bimukdoshim kloima betchilas hegdish oima raglo shozu oilo kula oilo zah betmure. This is shitas Rabbi Yosik shema raglo shozu tmure te kula tmure polik ad rameya doma im emirin beivorim. He says you can't make eivar at tmure leivorim bishleimim if you want them. You want to be make a tmura on an eiver from an eiver and flame him. Beg beima mekashim eforeshes. Aflur amei daoma in kula oilo. Beg beima mekashim aishlo bigmora. Abo bamagdish dovosh no sham asluye boi mukmine. Betmura de moider amei de kotshe kula. Zog de gemore weiter. So this was the first mahalach in the gemore. Mikdoshim is speaking about Kodshe Bedek Habayis, and it was Magdish the Gizeh. It was Magdish the Behemah Chutz from the Gizeh and the Krash, and the Mele, there'd be a Gevaldik Ahav Amina, that there should be a Chiv of Reishis Hageis, it's Kamash Malom, that is a Miet of Tzoncha. That is the first mahalach in the Gemara. Rava Omar, a second mahalach in the Mishnah. B'magdish Giza Atzma. We're speaking about, it's a behemah. The meat is not al tzaincha. The meat is a different meat. He was magdish the Giza. The behemah belongs to him. He was magdish the Giza. Salke daita, so it's his behemah, and he was magdish the Giza. Isalke daita chamine, ligzois, velifreik, velaisevlei. So I would think, so there's a chiv reishis hageis. That means it's your behemah, you were very frum, you were magdish to Giza, fine. But you're mochiv reishis hageis. So you have a problem. How to be mekaim reishis hageis? So I'll tell you what you'll do. You'll be geises, and you'll be poirik, and then you'll give it to the kohen. And that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Amakro geis tzoncha titen loy, mishen mechusa elo gzize unesine. The whole chiv of reishis a geis is if you have such a geis which is roy to be given to the kohen without any other tikkunim. That's reishis geis titen loy. From the gize, it's capable. You're capable to give it right away. Misha mechusal gziza nesina yotzezesh mechusal gziza pdiya nesina. Frag the Gemara. Right, let us see what Rashi says. Rova maloy titrach luukmi masnisin b'magdish chutz megize ukrishoso al b'magdish giza lavada. It was only magdish the giza. The time of the misnis and love me gay soincha yalef. The hochet soincha was mamish soincha. Elam with the somach nesina legiz. Sal ke daitoch amina lifreg veleis. I would think, since it was magdish the gize, but the behemah says, I would think now there's a mitzvah of reishis hageis. How am I mekayim reishis hageis? I'll be poirik the geis. Kamash mlonda makro geis tite. It should be from the Giza, it should be Roy Linos, and Mishain the Machusa Alo Giza Nesine. That means after the Giza it's Roy Litain, then there's a mitzvah. Vachemishum Amoda Baroch Bechalal Leket. Chiksiva Amoda Bemagdish Bei Ma'atzma Ksiva. He was speaking about, he was Magdish only the Giza. So like Taisa said, this is Mamish like Eitzim Bavon. Hashtedos is lochi loigarsin. Zokte gemore weiter, ele tzoincho lemayoso. So what do you do with tzoincho? That means, he's saying a different pshat. Rav is saying a different pshat in the Mekdosh. Mekdosh means it was Magdish to Gise. And the reason that there's no Chiyuv Reishis Geis is because you need Titein, Geis Titein, from the Gise it should be Roili Nosamiya. Alotzoin Tcholom Oosalich Desanya, Behemis Ashutvim Chayuv Reishis Geis. Rabbi Loi Poita, my time in the Rabbi Loi Omakho, Tzoincha v'loi shel shutfes. Tzoincha means your tzoin and not shel shutfes. V'rabonon l'mutei shutfes oivet kechoga. Rabonon old shutfes, the shutfes amechuyiv, and the tzoincha is coming to mamay shutfes akum. Rabbi loi shutfes oivet kechovim minole. How does Rabbi loi know shutfes oivet kechovim? Nafkele mi reishe dekha. The reishe dekha is reishe is the gondchom. V'loi shutvis oivet kechov. And then it says v'reishe is gei soincha. So me mele, so I learn out reishe is hageis from reishe is dogon. Just like reishe is dogon, the gondchom v'loi shutvis akum. So reishe is gei soincha also v'loi shutvis akum. Now it says Nachamul Tzoincha, so Tzoincha is coming to be Memayit, Shutvis Yisrael. Rabbonon Reishis Hifsik Ha'inyim. Rabbonon hold that no, you can't learn out Reishis Hageis from Reishis Degoncha, because since it says another Reishis, it means if I would learn out, it should have said Reishis Degoncha V'geis Tzoincha. Since it says Reishis Geis Toincha, so Hifsik Inyan. So you can't learn out Reishis Hageis from, you can't learn out Reishis Hageis from Reishis Dogam, because Reishis Hifsik Inyan. So Memelis, I need the Toincha to tell me Shutvasakam Patas by Reishis Hageis. Rabbi Loi Vav Hoder Arvei. Rabbi Loi holds that reishis is taki hipsik inyan, vav is hoder arvei, v'reishis, geis toincha. So now I know whatever is noyig by dogon is noyig by geis. So now the toincha, the toincha by geis is coming to be mamayta v'lo shutvas Yisrael. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, this is what Rabbonon holds. Since both of Nechiv, that's called Tzoincha. Reishis hipsikinim loikas vino b'chad reishis shma minor loyiskish hilkach itzach lefrushibo miyute l'shutves oivet kechom. That's we need a mitrish according to the Rabbonan lochus itoisves v'magdish kiza atzmo v'rebi moni b'apatrish de leel is loishaper hach droshe. That I can learn out from that it has to be after the gizi should be royal in the sinne. Yeah, see, he can all this drosh also. Avarov, lastly, drosh, the Ramoni, Bapatish, the Potter, Magdish, Maimachutz, Megizoso, Krishoso, the boy, Besomach, Velatzain, Cholamai, also. If he would hold, if Rav would hold Ramoni, Bapatish, as a Kimtis, I need Tzaincha to tell me, by Hegdish, by the Kabayis, Vishia, Chutz, Megizoso, Ukirsho.